Proclamation number 5239 of 24th of October, 1951. Awakening of God's Spark. He who abides in love. To awaken the spark of God in a person requires the firm will to work with love, for nothing other than love can cause the Spirit to express itself, thus proving its awakening. Only love establishes the connection between the spiritual spark in the human being and the Eternal Father Spirit, and love brings about the manifestation of God's Spirit in the human being so that he can, so to speak, receive the word from the Father. He who abides in love abides in me and I in him. These words are the simplest explanation for the outpouring of the Spirit, for the working of the Divine Spirit in the human being. Through love the Heavenly Father feels moved to make himself known to the human being as the eternal love itself. Thus it must express itself because it cannot be recognized otherwise. God's presence must have an obvious effect. That is why an unusual process can always be observed where the Spirit manifests itself out of God. And this process is of a very different kind. God's presence can be proven audibly or visibly, always according to the human being's state of maturity, who has drawn God to himself through loving activity and therefore also has the grace to recognize him. And yet, the human being is still on earth and therefore also has to receive his impressions in it, which always adapt to his earthly life, thus in the rarest cases they appear unnatural. For God is certainly always ready to help where it is needed, he is also always ready to make people happy through his word, yet there will always also be a natural explanation for processes of a spiritual nature. For this reason it will also only rarely be the case that God expresses himself visibly, that a person can see and hear him at the same time, because his word is the best evidence of his presence, since he himself is to be where his manifestations are heard, and where he makes himself known there can no longer be any doubt about his love, wisdom and omnipotence. His word therefore testifies to God's presence infallibly, and therefore God only rarely allows conscious recipients of the divine word to behold his sanctified image within themselves, although this possibility is not entirely ruled out because God's love gladly makes people happy who are devoted to him. In addition, the great spiritual hardship contributes much to the fact that he is no longer recognized at all by those who still belong too much to the world. These should sometimes be made to think through unusual events so that they gain faith in God as Creator and Father from eternity. But then it is an extraordinary grace which is granted to an unbeliever in view of the end, where many signs and miracles happen in order to still save quite a lot of people who, however, also have to accept the word of God without fail. Unusual occurrences shall have their effect to increase the striving towards God and to eagerly commit themselves to everything which is conducive to spiritual development. Amen.